Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. As we approach America's 250th anniversary, now might be the time to go back and learn how we got here. With more than 200 episodes, you can binge your way, decade by decade, defining event to defining event, from the founding into the 20th century. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast is brought to you by Homul Casino Resort, the player's place.
The manager's report with Mike Schilt is refreshed by Eco Water SoCal. Try alkaline water for just $9.95 a month. Eco Water SoCal, keeping it soft since 1925. And say good morning to the skipper of the San Diego Padres. Hi, Mike.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Doing good. Well. Yeah, fun watching this team. I know as fans, you always think that the trade deadline is some magic wand that a GM can wave and fix the team. It doesn't usually work that way. There's a lot of work and incorporating new players. I must say, though, the contributions you guys have gotten from Freddie Fermin, Ramon Laureano, Ryan O'Hearn, Mason Miller, Nestor Cortes, even JP Sears, battling through five innings. That's a pretty good first week for all of those guys, wouldn't you say?
I would. It's an excellent contribution. Great start for all those guys, and kudos to AJ and his lieutenants for making it happen.
Well, he gave you some kudos, and we had him on, Skip. He said, Freddie Fermin was a guy, because when I saw that come out, I went, oh, man, that's two arms that we've been relying on to get big outs and eat up big innings and have been effective and part of the future, I thought. And I thought, man, that's Freddie Fermin. I don't know a lot about him, but apparently you did. I mean, that's kind of your job to know. But he said, Schulte had kind of pointed him out as somebody that if we could get somebody you'd be interested in. When did that kind of feeling start for you about Freddie Fermin?
Yeah, I can't really pinpoint it. You play against guys and you see how they compete and how they play the game. And, always thought Freddie, and of course still do, and he's proven that. Just a good player, Smart, tough, quick, can really throw, feel for the game, takes a really good at bat, uses the whole field, can do all different things, already got a couple bunt hits.
Yeah.
He's just a good player and liked his attitude and the way he went about it, and he's got some respect throughout the league, rightfully. And I don't know what the price tag would be, but all I can do is give my evaluation and all these guys have been great.
Now yesterday, hopefully, an off day that everyone got to relax. Now last Thursday was also an off day on the trade deadline, but I can't imagine it's really an off day for you. How, from your perspective, AJ calls and tells you we just made a deal. Where do you kind of go into action at that point? Is there a call? I mean, what sort of work do you have to do to kind of incorporate guys right away and make them feel welcome and part of the team?
Yeah, that's a big part of it. I mean, making sure that, which they were and are, staff's buttoned up to, there's a lot of different tentacles to the staff and to the organization. And a lot of those, they touch the players and they touch the players' families. And, we really do have a great staff and a well-run organization, and people are on point and just helping make sure that the transition is easy for the players and, again, their wives and families as possible, and they feel welcome. And, the baseball is the baseball. Yeah, the part of that transition is the conversations of, the signs and how we think and operate just our daily processes and almost all of them are pretty close to what the league would be, but everybody's got their nuances of it, and having players get acclimated to that as soon as possible. So they can just go relax and go play the game and enjoy getting another teammate. So, there's conversation, there's organization, there's an awareness to what they are and what they need and You know, I always feel like the quicker we are able to do that for them, again, the better they're able to just go play the game and enjoy themselves.
Talking to the skipper, Mike Schild, here on Ben and Woods this morning. And, you know, we as fans, certainly you, I was in Hawaii on a family vacation, and I'm on the air with these guys when some of these trades start breaking. And you're just like, oh, my gosh, I can't believe this. One after the other the entire day until the deadline ended, Schilty. And what we forget as fans is, oh, my gosh, we got all these new toys. Well, when you get new toys, sometimes you have to get rid of some old toys. We do it in my house every Christmas morning, right? And it, those are the tough conversations that maybe fans don't think about. How and again, maybe guys are staying on the roster, but their role is going to change. How difficult are those conversations to have? Like, I know how much you thought about Maldi and what he brought to the table. How difficult is that for you?
It's really extremely hard. It's, you know, clearly it's harder on the player receiving it. Yeah, Maldi's case, I mean, that was, you know, the Padres aren't where we were at the time without Martin Maldonado. You know, and people would say, well, he hit this, hit that, and he had some big hits. But, yeah. You know, his presence and his ability to help navigate the staff and bring those guys along, help nurture, help make clear, help on board. You know, Diaz was here at the end of last year, but, you know, partner with him to take the staff with Ruben, myself, and everybody, including the position players, just to be that voice. I mean, there's just not many players with that kind of wisdom, that kind of experience, two world champions that can just walk in those doors and understand what it takes, you know, to be at the highest level and do it in a way that's you know, which is why at some point, if everyone wants to coach or manage, he'll really be good about it, because it just was at no point about him. You know, he you know, clearly wants to do and be successful, but, you know, he's got, what, 14 years in the big leagues, and he's got his rings, and he just wants one more, you know. And anyway, he was fantastic to work with and still communicate with him and just have a lot of respect for him. Of course, there's other guys that are on the club, you know, that, well, Tyler Wade's another guy, you know. Yeah. He's back in the organization, thankfully, but, you know, clearly he's helped us a ton, and, you know, over the last year plus, and not an easy conversation for him. And complete pro and grateful for him, and then the guys that are on the club, you know, including rearranging some of the bullpen and guys willing to post in different places, and, you know, Sheetsy being able to accept a little more diminished role with the, you know, for now, and do it with just complete grace and selflessness says a lot. We've asked some of the new guys to come in and, you know, think about some different roles, be used differently, and they've all been in agreement. But if they don't have players that are currently doing it that have been here, then it's not going to, you know, that modeling won't create a good atmosphere. But everyone's on the same page. Everybody just wants to win, and you know, it's really a special group.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses.
It is not hard to destroy a college.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
We're speaking with Padres manager Mike Schild. It's the manager's report, refreshed by EcoWater SoCal. And, you know, some teams go big at the trade deadline. Others say, hey, we're getting injured players coming back. That's even better than a trade. You kind of have both, because Michael King is returning to the starting rotation tomorrow, and that obviously is huge for your team. What are you kind of expecting here after, you know, he's been out for 2.5 months, obviously, but I've got to see him a little bit in the rehab start at El Paso. What's kind of the plan here for Michael King?
Well, we're all excited to have Michael back. Clearly a big part of our club, you know, an anchor to that starting pitching, which is one of the big anchors to the team. You know, what we expect out of Michael, I saw him in a simulated game. Ball was coming out, ball was moving like we know Michael's ball does. You know, the pitches were working, you know, still in the process, as you would expect after that kind of layoff, to fine-tune those pitches. But the shapes were good. Ball was coming out, recovering well. Michael's super excited. We're thrilled to have him back. And as far as the expectations go, we're going to run him out tomorrow, see what it looks like. But, you know, we do have expectations for Michael that, you know, he's going to go out and perform. He'll be on, you know, a little bit of limitation just relative to the amount of downtime. And, you know, we have built him up to a point, but, you know, he didn't go through a extensively long rehab. So he'll do a little bit of that build up with us, but, you know, we're excited to have Michael back.
Well, my skipper over here, Ben, he pitches is what he said. And I said, I'll ask Chilty what, yeah. I mean, if you needed any input, Ben said 80 pitches, not dark pencil, maybe light pencil, but
just let Ruben know
that Ben thinks 80 is,
yeah,
in the cards.
Michael knows too. His agent.
Well, I know Michael, he'll go 115 if you let him. So, yeah. You know,
well,
you know, and that brings up another question, because we were talking about it earlier this morning and yesterday on our roundtable, because you've said a number of times in just the last week that you need to get a little bit more out of your starting pitchers in terms of getting deeper into the games. But I also made the comparison, and I know you're not really a big sweets guy, because you've told us that you're not a huge dessert guy, but your bullpen's almost like that dessert. It's almost irresistible. When it's a close game and you see them out there and you know the kind of arms that you got, it's like, okay, I know I need more out of my starter. Tomorrow we'll start that, because I've got my bullpen today. Is that something you kind of wrestle with? Like, yeah, I would like another inning or two out of these guys, but these bullpen arms are so good. I kind of want to go to them when I got the opportunity in a big situation, even if it is only the fifth inning.
Yeah, I mean, you know, listen, you always want to have your best arms out there, and I think it'd be wonderful if those guys could pitch every day. But they can't, or nor should they. You know, it's just, you know, it's a long season, and so that's the one thing that I think we'll probably have this conversation, hopefully be together for years, and, you know, but hopefully not continue to have the conversation about how really bullpens work.
Yeah.
They just can't pitch every day, and you know, I know people want to win. I don't think there's anybody wants to win any more than, you know, or equally amount as I do. I mean, AJ wants to win. Our whole team's, you know, very much so wants to win. And, yeah, when the day presents itself and those guys are available and fresh, we will absolutely run them out there. You know, but there is a game the next day and a game the next day and a game the next day. And so you just have to be – you know, judicious about doing it, because the other side of that coin that I also can possibly get, maybe even next week, is, are you pitching them too much? Are they going to be fresh?
Yeah.
Are they going to be there? And, you know, sometimes you can have two desserts, but not always. And so you just have to be judicious about what that looks like. And, you know, you clearly want to win that game, and that game is the most important game of the season, and there's no question about that. However, it is a game of a bigger picture, and you're also balancing both. And so, anyway, just, you know, hopefully I answered your question. But, yeah, of course, it's, you know, we've got a great bullpen. But having done it for a period of time, you know, you can't keep pitching the same guys every day. And expect that to be a recipe. It's going to work, and you just need to make sure that other people take the innings, and then appropriately, based on communication, based on their usage, you know, you fire those guys in there. And we do know there's going to be times where we're going to push those guys a little bit in half, and there's going to be times where, you know what, somebody else has got to pick up that baseball and get some outs.
Chilty, I often have two desserts, so don't feel bad if you feel the need to go to that.
Maybe a little too often.
Too
we
often.
Both have two desserts.
Yeah,
too often.
Yeah, that's true. I did get shamed in Hawaii for my wife and I each ordering a dessert. They were huge, and she actually laughed at us when she put them down. So it happens to me all the time, Chilty. Earlier in the program today, we talked to a guy by the name of Rob Bradford. And he does a podcast, Boston Red Sox fan, and you know, talks to a lot of the Red Sox players. And he sat down with Alex Cora before the season started. He said, "Hey, Alex, if the Red Sox win the World Series, will you get a 'Baseball Isn't Boring' tattoo?" And Alex Cora said, "Sure, no problem." And so he said, you got to ask Schilt if the Padres win a World Series, will he get a Ben and Woods tattoo? I said, I know the answer, but I will ask the question. I don't know if you're a big tattoo guy, Schilty. I'm not, but Ben and Woods logo, Padres win the World Series?
I think I lost you.
Oh, did he? Oh, that must have cut out. That's a great answer.
Yeah, well, just ask it again.
Listen, if I've gone 56 years without getting a tattoo,
you're not getting one for
we
us.
We won the World Series. I'd consider doing something internally with the clubhouse that would memorialize it.
Yeah.
And I do enjoy you guys quite a bit, but I didn't get this far in life to go, yep, I'm getting the Ben and Woods tattoo.
You know what? I'm not surprised at all. I'm surprised that Alex Cora said yes.
Me too.
That, to me, that's
me
a crazy answer. That's a Alex crazy Cora gave to Rob.
Will you? All right.
How do we get like a?
We'll get him a T-shirt. We'll just have him wear a Ben and Woods T-shirt.
We need like the cardboard cutout of Mike Schilt.
We do have a Ben and Woods T-shirt. That's right. That's right.
Got to do like Major League. Just peel off a piece, and it's Mike Schilt tattoos everywhere.
Tattoos everywhere.
That'll motivate
jelly
the guys.
Roll. Get you jelly roll.
I love it. I love it, Schilty. Well, thank you for your time. Obviously, a big series. They're all big series from here on out. Obviously, we'll be pulling for you guys and watching how you navigate it, because it is fun, man. When you do get, you know, when you do get new toys, and I know they're not toys, they're players, and they want to win. It is it's a different level of having to make sure everybody is staying active. Like, I loved watching Iglesias get some starts, and he's been so good. You don't miss a beat with that guy out there. And now you got to, every day, probably wrestle over, well, I got to get O'Hearn in and Sheetsy. And it's Cadillac problems, as we call them. But, I'm going to have fun watching you do it.
Yeah, it's a great opportunity. That, you know, it's a fun roster, and it's a good group. And, you know, we're just constantly doing everything we can. Almost literally all day long to find a way to at least score one more than the other team. And, you know, that's all I can provide for you.
All right. Take care, man. Always appreciate it.
Thanks, Schilt.
All right. Appreciate it.
There he is, the manager, Mike Schilt. Our manager's report, refreshed by EcoWater SoCal. Try alkaline water for just $9.95 a month. EcoWater SoCal, keeping it soft since 1925.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
As the U.S. men's national team takes center stage at a home World Cup, make sure you're listening to Call It What You Want, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can join me, I'm Jimmy Conrad, alongside Charlie Davies, Tony Miola, Marcelo Balboa, and Benny Feilhaber throughout this tournament for previews, instant reactions, and analysis of every U.S. match. Then all summer, we're back every Tuesday and Thursday, covering all things U.S. men's national team. Download and follow Call It What You Want on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.